ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nehemiah ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
The Mishnah begins on Avodah Zarah Memches Amad Olav Sholosh Asheris Hein. Just like we had the previous Mishnah, Sholosh Abatim Hein and Sholosh Avonim Hein, Sholosh Asheris Hein. Ilan Shanotah Mitchilo, Gidoy Upisloy, and then Himetachteh Avodah Zkichom V'notlo HaRezim Uteres. On the last of the three cases, him and tachteh avedes kechavim v'not laharezim uteres. If you have a tree and you put getchkes under the tree, idols under the tree, and took them away, harezim uteres. The lashon of the Mishnah is v'not la. Sounds like it's saying the same thing that we had in the previous two Mishnayos, that if let's say you had a bias and there were getchkes in there and you removed them, since the bias was not intrinsically avedes zarah, it was just housing the Avodah Zarahs as a meshamshe, as a serviceable place where to keep them. So too over here, if the tree has Avodah Zarahs under it and you remove them, harezim uteres. That's the pashup shot in our Mishnah. However, if you look in Taisvis back on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, which is really supposed to be related to this Mishnah here, Taisvis is Garis Ochi Garsinan, him id tachtav Avodah Kechavim ubotlo. Our Mishnah says, V'notla, he took them away, he removed them, and the Taisus is Geresu Batla, and he was Mevatal them. Now we know there's a concept of Bittel Avodah Zarah. However, normally we wouldn't have assumed that you need Bittel here, just like in the previous Mishnahs, that just removal itself was enough. However, this girsa is not only Taisus's girsa. Actually, if you look in the Chedushim Talmid Rabbeinu Yoin over here, the girsa is also him etachtav avodah zarah ubatla hareizem muter. And Rabbeinu Yoin starts by saying kachi agirsa b'roiv asfarim. And in fact, if you look in the Mishnayis, in the regular Mishnayis, the girsa is ubatla like Taisus's girsa, like he says achi garsinan, not like our girsa of v'notla. And the Taisus Yontif promptly points this out, and he brings that the Girsa of Batla is the Girsa of Taisus and the Girsa of the Ram. However, Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif over here have the Girsa like we have it, V'notla. And it's interesting, the Bach on the Taisus there changes the Girsa of Taisus to V'notla and has a whole new presentation. Now that we established that it's a major machlokes, we're showing him how to be Girsa over here, let's understand what the two Girsais mean. Again, we mentioned the Pashup Shad in V'notla. Taisus says, what does Batla mean? Taisus says like this. One of the fundamental concepts of this whole sugya is that an ilon is obviously attached to the ground and similar to karka, which normally does not become aser by avodah zarah because it doesn't have tfisas yada adam, and maybe also because it's just karka, it's mechubal karka, as we'll see a little bit more soon. And memelo, a full-fledged avodah zarah you normally wouldn't have on a tree. Unless, of course, like we had back on Daf Mem Hei, if it's not toy mitchila lekach, if it was originally planted for that purpose. So Taisus points out that even if you were not mevatel the avodah zarah of putting the getchkes under the tree, it still should be mutter. And again, that was the pashup shad in the girsa of notla. But if your gur is batla, Taisus says it sounds like you need bittel. The reason is because if you would plant it originally for the purpose of being a house or a tree that's going to shade avodah zarahs, then it would have been really aser. And even though over here we're probably not discussing that, says Taisvis, but still it's going to look like it was planted for that, and therefore, midrabanan, we require a bittel in order for the tree that, again, was not planted l'shem avodah zarah, it wasn't even gidoy upisloy l'shem avodah kechavim, he just put some getchkes under the tree. But since it's going to look like the tree was originally planted for that purpose, memela, bittel is required, and just removing the getchkes does not suffice. That's the Taisvus. And the truth is the Kesef Mishnah and Perek Ches from Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Dalet, says the exact same thing. And also in the Chedushei Arayvet over here, he says the same shot. Taisvus Yontif already points out that the Kesef Mishnah says this, and it's really a Taisvus. It's Taisvus back on Mem Zayin Amid Beis, Shaykh Tar Gemara. The above are all saying that it's a din derabanan because it looks like it was not the mitchila mekach. However, if you look in the Taisus Rid over here, he says differently in the Madurat Lisa, in the Mishnah, in the middle of the piece, he says that it's actually talking about a case where it was not the mitchila mekach. That it's talking about where he planted the tree initially for the purpose of being a shade, I guess, a holder for the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's not enough to remove the getchkes from under the tree. You have to actually be mevatlet, like the din of Avodah Zarah that has bittel ayidei nachri. You have to do a ma'isa bittel. So again, the pashut pshat in the Mishnah just means that you have to remove the Avodah Zarah, and since there's no intrinsic problem with the tree, just like in the previous Mishnahs by Bais and Evan, removing them is enough and you're done. However, there's a girsa of bittel, and we said a couple of pshatim in that. I don't have any idea what Rashi's girsa about this was, whether it was venatla or ubatla. One thing, however, I do know is that Rashi says earlier on Memzayin Amid Beis, by the Mishnayis of Bayis and of Evan, that it's talking about the seifa of both Mishnayis, Hichnis L'Seid Avedis Kechavim V'Yitzi HaReizem Mutter, and also Himid Aleh Avedis Kechavim V'Silke HaReizem Mutter, that it's talking about where he put them there temporarily and then he removed them. Here, however, Rashi is silent. Why didn't Rashi repeat again what he repeated twice on Memzayin? That Himid Tachte Avedis Kechavim is talking about where it was Himid Aleh L'Shah. So I was wondering if perhaps this is related to the Ran that we discussed very briefly on Mem Zayin Amid Beis. In other words, the Ran said that even though if you remove Avodah Zarah that was being housed temporarily in a house, the bias is Mutar Gomer because it's no longer the Meshamshay of holding the Avodah Zarah. But if you had the Avodah Zarahs there permanently, then if Yisrael removed them, it wouldn't suffice. And we were Medayik that if a guy would remove them, then it would suffice. So it sounds like that there's some type of more peripheral isser when the Avodah Zarah is in the house, that it's usser and you have to take it out and then it's mutter. And then there's a situation where you actually designate it and keep it there for a long period of time, and then you would need removal al yedei nachri. A guy would still be able to be mevatel it, and it sounds like it's not just being mevatel the getchkes. In fact, maybe the guy's not being mevatel the getchkes. He keeps them Avodah Zarahs. However, he takes them out of the house, and there's some type of bittel going on the bias from being the meshamshe that it was. Now, the Ran later on in the Mishnah there, Mem Zayin Amid Beis by Bias, says that Acherim Pirshu, that you need to have a real bittel. So it sounds like a shaila, if when you have a bias that's kavua for housing Avodah Zarahs and you want to remove it, maybe you need a real bittel and not just the removal. And if that's the case, maybe that would be the shaila here. Maybe hemet tachteh avedis kechavim ubatla harezim muteris. You need to have a bittel, and it's not enough to just have a, you know, removal. Why in the world should we differentiate between the Mishnah here of Ilan and the two Mishnayos of Bayis and of Evan? The answer is Rashi differentiated because the Mishnah differentiates. Because according to this girsa, we're saying that it says over here, "Himid tachtav avedizara ubatla ubitla hareze mutter," whereas before it just sounded like you need removal. In fact, if you look in the Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah that we mentioned, as soon as he brings the girsa that in Rav Sfarim it says ubatla, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Azok and Hikshalov, lama hitzvichu gabi ilan bitla avedizara shetachtav mashalay hitzvichu bebayis avibimus. He asks, why, in this Mishnah asks Rabbi Yitzchak HaZaken, quoted in the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, do we require bittel as opposed to the two previous Mishnahs? Now, we mentioned, Taisus says, because it looks like it's not a mitchil lekach, and the Taisus Ritz says it's actually not a mitchil lekach, but to say that it looks like it's not a mitchil lekach, maybe that only applies if you put it there for a while. Maybe you wouldn't say Taisus' whole cheshbon, that if you have getchkes under a tree, it looks like it was not the mitchil lekach, if you only put them there for one afternoon or even one week. Maybe it's only when you left them there for a long, significant period of time, then it's kavua there, and it's not only l'shah, then you would need bittel, because it looks like it was made meikara for that. The only question is, if that's the case, so maybe when you leave it in the house for a long time, you should also think that it was made meikara lekach. Now the Gemara continues over here. Ami Devei Rav Yanai, the first Gemara Memches Amud Aleph. Very reminiscent to Rav Ami's statement on the Mishnah of Evan, which we discussed so much on the Gemara and the Tosfos discussed over there on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And the Gemara says, Kidmed Rav Yanai Linyan Bittel Mamash, very similar sugya. So the obvious question is, first of all, there it's Rav Ami and here it's Rav Yanai. Akoponim, why did we need to have this again? Didn't we go through this already by Evan? Didn't we get the message? So the Chiddushi Aran asks the question, and he says, from the sugya of Avonim, we wouldn't have been able to derive this halacha with regard to Hivrich v'hirkev v'gufa shal Ilan. Why? Because over there, You didn't do anything to the rest of the stone, only to the part that you were sayed v'kayed, even though you were takah chaykik boy, but it was only in the place where you did it. However, when you gidder your pisloy, which Rabbi Hananel explains is like kimin kisuach v'gidder, this is maintaining the tree and it helps the whole tree, there I would have thought that the whole tree should become aser. That's what the Chiddush Aran says, that gidder your pisloy over here, the hirkiv v'hivrich, is more intrinsically affecting the whole entire tree, and I would have thought the whole tree should be also more than by Evan before. It's just important to note that Taisus, again another Taisus on Memzayin Amid Beis, the Ramaschal Gidayu Pisloi, in reference to what we're discussing here on Memches Amid Aleph, Taisus says, B'Shem Rashi, that it's talking about that he's only doing the Gidulin, the Yafikivan, Shem Niskavan, Oivet Kechavim, La'okre, La'asis, Oivet Kechavim, Vadei Akol Oser. If the Gidei Epistle guy would be going intrinsically locker to do the whole tree, everything would become Aser, even though it's Mechuber. Kivan Sha'asa Maisa Begufa Ilon, so it would be, Rabbi Kivagir's Mitzayan, Taisis means to quote the Gemara Nun Dalet Amud Beis, that Chafer Basichin Umarais, the Karka becomes Aser, even though if you didn't do anything in the Karka, it's not going to be Aser. We know that Ahorim Aleheim, the Mishnah Sugya Memheim and Aleph, that Karka doesn't become necessary, but if you do a Maifasa in the Gufa Karka, that's basically Tfisus Yada automizing it, and then it will become Ulcer, so it's a Mice in the Gufa Dover. But over here we're talking about where he didn't do a Mice in the Gufa Dover. Nevertheless, the Ran is saying in the Chiddush Aran that we still need the Chiddush to tell you that he did something more effective in the tree itself, Salkadai Techamina, that the whole thing is also not a steer to Taisus, and just pointing out. And now we arrive at the fascinating words of Shmuel here on Memches Amud Aleph. Amar Shmuel, Hameshtachave le'ilon toisfose asuro. If someone bows down to a tree, toisfose, what grows from the tree, from when he bowed down and on, is aser. There's two major questions that have to be dealt with and ironed out before we get to the whole sugi here and to the Taisus. Question number one. We know, like we mentioned, that you need to have Tfisus Yada Adam, and a tree that's in the ground, attached to the ground, is not Tfisus Yada Adam. However, where does this come from? It began with the Mishnah Memheim and Aleph. The Mishnah says that Eleheim, Alaharim, Alaharim, Eleheim, that anything in the ground, like mountains and karka, does not become also b'avei d'zara. Says the Mishnah, "Mepnei ma asheira asura andap memheim et aleph, mepnei sheyesh pa tfisis yidei adam. Chol sheyesh pa tfisis yidei adam, asur." So basically, a tree normally would be like karka, and it's not going to be part of the ground, and it's not going to be asur. But since it has tfisis yidei adam, mele the asheira can become asur. So now, what's going on? If our tree is talking about its yesh patvises yidei adam, why then is only the teisfase asura and not the original tree? The ikaret tree should also be aser. And if it's ein patvises yidei adam, like we'll see, perhaps it was not planted originally for that purpose, and by being rooted and grown from the ground, it loses its attachment and connection to the tvises yidei adam of the human that planted it. Or it grew by itself, for that matter, part of a forest. Maybe it doesn't have Tvisi Dei Adam. We'll discuss soon the Gemara on Memhei Amid Beis and our Sugya over here, obviously, Rabbi Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanon and the Psukim and everything. But L'chaira, the tree, if it has Tvisi Dei Adam, then the Iker should also be Aser. If it doesn't have Tvisi Dei Adam, how does the Taisus become Aser? So one pshat is, like you'll see in the Rivet here in the Chedushim, that Taisus Havelei Kenota Mitchila L'kach. Fascinating. The future growth of the tree has not yet grown. It doesn't exist yet. So if I come now and I'm ashtachvet it, the future growths of the tree are like not a mitchila lekach, even though the tree itself is already grounded, if you'll pardon the pun, but what grows from now on is like not a mitchila lekach. And maybe we could consider that, says the Ravid, that can be classified as tfisus yada adam. I believe the Taisus Rid here in Madura Kamo, when he's discussing Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, also means to say such a svara. But it has to be verified if that's how all the Rishayim learned the sugya. Another major problem that everyone has to ask when they learn this Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Hameshtachav Eli Ilon Tosfase Asura. there was a tree, a freestanding innocent tree that apparently was not planted originally for Avodah Zarah purposes. And suddenly a fellow shows up and he bows down to the tree. I'm a shugana. He bows down to the tree. Scan the tree from top to bottom. It's a tree that is mutter and does not become osir. Toisvosei asura. As soon as it now begins to give forth new saplings and growths coming out of this tree, Shmuel says those toisefes are osir. How is that possible? Where was the isir of Avodah Zarah chal that the tree itself doesn't become osir, it doesn't have any voltage of isir in it. However, when something comes out of it, it sprouts out of where to get its isir. Where does it get its isir from? Are there molecules of Avodah Zarah waiting in the ear for the future saplings? I mean, if the tree doesn't become osir, then how is it possible that the things that are growing out of the tree are going to become mutter? And we will see in a moment that the Taisus HaRosh and the Rajba, as well as the Kofis Shitas Kamoi, bring down this kasha from the Ri, that he asked this kasha, Baruch Hashem. It's a bomb kasha that everyone has to ask and understand. What's Pshat and Shmuel? Hamashtachave le'ilon teisvosei asura. Where is it chal? Where is the iser waiting for the teisvos to become asur, albeit that the ikr is mutter gomer? First of all, the first thing that comes to mind is we know from Nashim Zikin all over, there's a sugya of davar shalai bal oilam. And I know the machna davar shalai bal oilam. And we know that there's a concept of dekel of Paris. And all the Rosh Hashivas, Reb Reuven and many others discuss, is it a kinyan in the dekel for the Paris, or are the Paris not at all existent, then you can make a kinyan for tomorrow. Even if you could be machna davar shalai bal oilam, and you could be makdish davar shalai bal oilam, but there are lots of rules and requirements, and normally we don't paskin that you could do that. And certainly I would imagine that Avodah Zarah can't work that way, because presumably the guy doesn't mean to serve the future saplings. He's bowing down to the whole tree. So in what way would the sap, would the Paris from the Dekel have some type of Adam Oyster, you know, davar shalai bal oilam via Avodah Zarah? That wouldn't make that much sense. I actually saw in the Sefer Divrei Yirmiyah, which is a very chash of a sefer from, you know, more than 150 years ago, on the Rambam, Perek Ches, in the end of Halacha Gimel of Avodah Zarah, that he also speaks about this question, and he mentions, you know, Dekel Paris, he says, maximum would have to be Avidi de Asu, you know, but still, it needs a lot of work. How could you have a Avodah Zarah that the tree is becoming not Asur, but only the future Paris are Asur? And I would like to wonder aloud if perhaps, again, we mentioned the Rishonim are asking this kasha. We know that back on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, there's a big machlokes Rishonim, Rashi, and Tosfos. If when we say that karka does not become osir b'hanoah, osir with Avodah Zarah, does that mean that absolutely nothing takes place, like we've been discussing about this tree? Or no? A shame Avodah Zarah is chal on the karka, just the isure Avodah Zarah are not chal. If we were to say that the shame Avodah Zarah is chal and the isure Avodah Zarah are not chal, so then perhaps maybe this question is not as painful. Maybe we could say a mashtachav el ilon, it's chal on the ilon, a shame Avodah Zarah, but the ikur doesn't become nesar, because it's just the shame Avodah Zarah without isurim. However, the gidulin that come from this Avodah Zarah that has a shame Avodah Zarah, without the isurim of Avodah Zarah, the gidulin already, that grows out of it later would have the isurim as well. Now, if we were to say like that, then that would leave us with a big chiddush, that every time somebody's mishtachav al karka, the karka is automatically, even though it's not osir, but it gets a shame of Avodah Zarah. Again, it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But if Yehuda has a shame of Avodah Zarah, the gidulim of that karka should also be osir b'hanoah, like regular Avodah Zarah, just like Shmuel's memra. Unless you'll say that no. Maybe the difference is that karka never had any sort of streak of tfisas yideyodim whatsoever. Whereas an ilon is, you know, inherently, it was manly planted, even if it wasn't not a mitchila lekach, it still is a humanly created tree. This concept is basically explicit in the Gemara in Mem Hei Amud Beis, because we mentioned the Mishnah says that even though you need to have tvisas yidei odom, otherwise there's not going to be a din of Avodah Zarah, and asherah can nevertheless be osir, because it's yesh by tvisas yada odom, because it was planted. And the Gemara goes on to say on Mem Hei Amud Beis, that even a tree that was originally not toy v'lo b'seif avdoi, It wasn't Lotte Mitchil Lekach planted originally to be served as an Avodah Zarah Ashera, but rather later after it was a regular freestanding planted tree, they served it. Still, it's going to be called Yesh Beit Tvisas Yad Adam. So here we see that even if you come later, there could be a mile of a Notiv Lebesayf Avdoi over a karka, or a tree that was Oilam Eilean, or a tree from Sheshes and Mebereshes, or a forest where there was no human involvement in the actual tree. Again, even if the involvement was prior to the Avodah Zarah. So, truth be told, however, this point we've just confronted is actually a Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos clearly say on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph on the bottom by the Tzad HaShava, by Avnei Harsh and Adaldalu, by Ilan Yavesh, Rashi and Tosfos say clearly that even though there's a din of that although it wasn't originally planted for Avodah Zarah, but since it was L'Besayf Avdai and it was humanly created originally, that's enough for Tvisas Yad Adam and it to become Nesar. However, if it was Olum Eilean or a tree from Sheshes Mebereshes or such, a tree of a forest, there you would say that even later on, it will not become Aser. And if someone's mishtachvet to the tree or whatever, it would not become Aser, because there's no Tvisas Yad Adam. And the only case of a Tvisas Yad Adam, again, even in a tree, where it wasn't originally planted for that, is at least it was humanly planted. And the residue of the human planting is still there for it to become Aser later. However, the Tais Sarosh, and more clearly in the Pirish Harimi Vino, which is a region there on Memvav, they say clearly that it can become Aser in all scenarios. In other words, a tree can become Aser later for whatever we say that it becomes Aser, even if there is really no Tvisas Yad HaAdam history. So again, we asked a couple of questions. Question number one was, HaMashtachav Eilon Teisfasei Asura, there's no Tvisas Yad HaAdam. We said that maybe the Tosefos can be considered not the Mitchila Lekach, because from here on in, I am actually, I'm serving the Avodah Zarah and the future has not yet been planted. So it could still be deemed as Tvisas Yad HaAdam, even though, again, the person originally planted it, not L'Shem Avodah Zarah. And perhaps we could say that that's only in a case where it was originally planted, and now he's servicing it, so it's a notev l'besayf avdoi, and the Ravid is saying that the new gidulin will be considered notev mitchil l'kach. And then we ask that bechlal, where's the chalais of Avodah Zarah? We spoke a little bit about adav shaloi bal oilam, and we also spoke about that maybe if there's a shame Avodah Zarah that's chal in the tree, even though it's not an isra Avodah Zarah, that would be enough for the gidulin to be aser. And we said that maybe if so, a mishtach v'lekarka, also the gidulin should be aser, unless you say that our tree has a mile of notem itchil lekach, or at least notem v'lebesayf avdai, that it had a tvisas yara adam in the beginning. Now let's get to the Rishonim, who talk directly about this kasha. Again, we mentioned the Taisis Arosh and the Rajba from Ksav Yad here, as well as the Kovitz Shidus Kamoy v'shem the Ri, ask this million-dollar question. And how could it be that Teisfasa is Asura? Where and how are we to define and understand, the mechanism, the anatomy of this Isser? That the tree is Mutter Gomer from top to bottom. You can't Asur a tree that's saying by Tvisas Yad HaAdam. It's planted and rooted in the ground. However, the Teisfasa is Asur. And what do they say? It's Xeris HaKosuf. Like the Gemara brings over here, Vashareim Tegadeyun and Vashareim Tisuf from Be'esh, we see a Beferish or Pasuk that trees can become Osir Bahano with the Isser of Avodah Zarah and they have to be burnt. The whole Sugi over here, as we get towards the wide lines, and the Sugi Amem Heyam and Be'ez, and that's where they say Shmuel is coming from. Because, and L'chair, it's a little bit of a chiddush, because basically you tell me that that's the translation of the psukim, that the psukim are telling you that the din is that a tree can become also teisvase asura. They're baffled by Shmuel's din, how it's possible, and they're saying it's included in the pasuk. So if that's the case, is it Shmuel or is it a pasuk? Is it a din deiraisa? Shmuel is just basically translating the psukim. That needs a little bit of work, but basically they're saying that it's learnt out of the pasuk. Ayin Shom. Before we go to Taisus de Ramaskal Gidei Upisloi and all the wonderful things that Taisus discusses, I would like to suggest a third mahalach in this question. That how is it possible that the Ikri Ilan is not Asura at all and still Taisfasi is Asura? I would be remiss if I wouldn't mention this. The Rambam in Perek Ches Halachi Gimel brings down our Mishnah here, Ilan Shanotam Itchila Sheyei Nevar, The second case, and then he says v'chein ahemshech hamashtachav el ilon aval pishloi nesar gufoi kol asirigim ve'olam v'alolam v'aperis sheyotzi kol zman shehu nevad harei elu asurin mahano. So first of all, v'chein, as if it's part of our Mishnah, even though Shmuel seems to be saying something that's obviously part of our sugya, but the Rambam puts it together with the Mishnah, and the Rambam says, kol asrigim v'alam v'alolovim, whatever grows out of this tree, v'aperis sheyotzi, kol zman shehu nevad harei elu asurin b'ano. All the time that the tree is being served. And that's the lashon of the Mechaber also on the Torah when they bring down this halach in the beginning of Yerideya, Semen Kuf Mem Hei. Now, Kol Zman Shehu Nevad is very interesting. We do know that there is a concept when you have an Aveidah Zarah that's being served and suddenly the servers forsake their getch. They just say goodbye to the Aveidah Zarah and leave it. There is such a concept of bittul, like the Mishnah says later on in Gimel Amud Beis. But this doesn't sound like that, that they're, you know, that the Rambam is just saying that if they stop serving it as bottle, A, and B, the Rambam doesn't have to mention that every time he talks about an Aveidah Zarah. It sounds like the Rambam and the Torah perhaps mean that this is a special type of din, that even though the Ilan is not really becoming Aser Mamish, but while it's being Nishtachavet, while it's being served, Kol Zman Shehu Nevad, those crops that grow from the tree while it's being served, again, even though the acre tree doesn't become usher, but while it's being served, those trees are usher. Now, we mentioned way back in the beginning that those gidulim are usher. We mentioned way back in the beginning that Taisus says back on the Mem Zayin Amud Beis over here in reference to the Mishnah of him in Tachteh Avayetz Kechavim Ubitla that it's usher because it's nearer as if it was not the mitchil lekach. In other words, basically, it sounds like it's a new concept. We mentioned also the Rana Mem Zayin Amud Beis, that if you have an Aveidah Zarah, a house where Aveidah Zarahs were hanging out permanently, it's not so simple to just remove them and be matarid. It has to be in his batel al yedei goy. And likewise, if you were himid Aveidah Zarah tachas ha'ilon, also it's nearer that it was not a mitchil lekach. Perhaps we're talking about a new din over here, a din midrabanon, that the taisus of an ilon while it's being served is going to be osir. Because maybe it's nearer shadnotem itchil lekach legavi the future. Maybe al derech the raivin and the taisus read that we said that the future gidulin are like a notem itchil lekach, but it might not be a real full-fledged din that it's going to be chal in a din nevar that it's going to need to have bitl gomer. Kol zman sheine vedes. Fascinatingly enough, the Rambam in Perek Ches of Lulav, also when he brings down Asherah, that the Lulav is Asher, he says, Asherah HaNevedes. I must tell you that the Rambam's Lashon is a little bit interesting. Asherah HaNevedes? And Asherah, yeah, it was served. It has to be Nevedes. I think I found some Sefer in Chulin, maybe on Daf Pei Zayin, is Medayik, this Rambam. But upon him, maybe it's only Kol Zman Shehu Nevad, like the Lashon of Rambam in the Torah. And if that's the case, it's a whole new type of din, and that is why you don't have to have an actual intrinsic chalois in the tree, that although the ikar is not aser, the tesefis is aser, because it's a new din that Kol Zman Shehu Nevedes, whatever grows out of it, shall be aser. Henich Rami, of course, l'chari, the Gidulim themselves, even after you stop being Oivir, L'chari, they would need bittul, I think. He just means Kol Zman Shehu Nevedes, that the tree, after they stop serving it, Amar Shmuel, Tesfasei Asura means Kol Zman Shehu Nevedes. That's the Lashon of the Rambam and the Torah. And if you look in the Bach over there in Kuf Mem Hei, he says Kol Zman Shehu Nevedes. It sounds like it's part of his explanation of the Torah. Ayin Sham. On this memra of Shmuel, the Gemara continues and brings a kasha from Rabbi Elazar from our Mishnah. Gidei Upisli Avedes Kechavim. So the Gemara says, Gidei Upisli In, Lo Gidei Upisli Loi. It's a Raya, not like Shmuel. So Taisus asks, why don't we answer, Gidlei Pislei Alav Bishlei Shtach, Shtach Alav Bishlei Gidlei Pislei, just like we said before, on Rav's Mem, Rav Mishtach Lubayis, also Mem Zayinim and Beis, we said, Bonai Alav Bishlei Shtach, Voloi Shtach, Voloi Alav Bishlei Bonai. So Taisus says, maybe you'll say that Shmuel argues on Rav, and Mamelo, that wouldn't help. And maybe Shmuel holds that Bayis is like a Mechubra. Taisus says, you can't say that, and you can't say that Shmuel holds that bon alpha bishle ishtachva, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says beferish mem zayin that vaykever binyan is considered tallish according to Shmuel, and the Gemara compares it to avedis kechov. Rabbi Kivayger is very bothered by the Tosfos. How could Tosfos entertain a possibility that Shmuel didn't hold like Rav if it was Muchach Minei Ubei, like Tosfos speaks out on Mem Zayin Amid Beis and Divrei Maschel, Anan Bonatnan, that Bimus the Tolish Nami Tanachitz V'Avu Adin Ishtachve and vice versa? So I didn't understand exactly what Rabbi Kivayger's problem is, because an Evan is definitely Tolish. That wasn't an issue B'chlal. And a bias, either you hold it's Tolish and everything's Osir, or you hold it's Mechubra and it doesn't become Osir. However, over here we have this very interesting split that we've been discussing, that the Iker stays Mutter and the Tolish becomes Osir. So it's a separate discussion. But that's Rabbi Kivayger's kasha. And that the Tosis says, V'hasam Adami Kevel Avedis Kechavim, I think Tosis means to clarify that don't say there's a difference between Kever and Avedis Kechavim. What would I have said the difference is? Perhaps like we mentioned on Mem Zayin Amid Beis, that there's a special ingredient by Avedis Zara of Tfisas Yad Adam. Besides the regular question of Karkor Metaltel and Kol Tarakula, there's a separate individual question by Avedis Zara that the Karkor Metaltel and scale is measured by Tvisas Yad HaOdom, which is not always exactly in correspondence to other dinim of Karka Metaltel. And that's why Tosis is saying, I still have a raya from Sanhedrin, because the Gemara compares it there, Beferish, to Avodah Zarah. And then Tosis goes on to answer that an Elon, by being rooted and planted in the ground, is going to lose any residue of Tolish that it might have had, any Tvisas Yad HaOdom that it might have had, even more than a bias. And Tosis brings a right to that later from the Sugyan Chulin that you see Lagabi Hechsher, that a Koisel or a bias is considered Tolish, however an Elon that is rooted in the ground is considered Mechubar. And again, Rabbi Kivayger questions, why does Tosis have to bring a raya from Chulin? We just said clearly in our sugi that Mishtachav Elabayis is Osroi, and Mishtachav Elilon, the Iker doesn't become Nesar. So there you have it, that an Elon is obviously more Karka, not Tvisas Yad Adam, than Abayis. Why does Tosis have to bring from Chulin? And again, I don't understand exactly in my humbleness why Rabbi Kivayger is so bothered by this. The whole Tosis out of the gate was wondering how come in our sugya we don't say the same thing that we said by Mishtach V'Labayis. That's the whole Tosfos. So everything that Tosfos is saying is in a bubble and a capsule about this question about whether we can compare our sugya to the sugya on Mem Zayin Amid Beis. So in the Tosfos' discussion, he can't prove it from the fact that we said Mishtach V'Labayis is also Mishtach V'Lilin is only Tosfos Asura and not the Iker, because that's goof of what Tosfos is trying to figure out, what's the difference between Ilin and Bayis. And perhaps we should have said by Ilin also that Mishtach V'Lilin is also. So to prove Minei Ubei from the point that he's questioning the difference between Bayis and Ilin, that Vais Techois, that we see from the Sugya itself, that Ilin is obviously more Mushrish and less Tolish than Bayis, would perhaps not have sufficed for Tosis, and hence he brings the Gemara in Chulin. And of course the Gemara continues to discuss Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanon, a very complex sugya, and then there's the new Mishnah with the Machlokes Rabbi Shimon, Kol She'ovdan Oiso. However, I would like to continue now on Memches Amid Beis. With regard to the Shalosh Hasheris that we had on Amid Aleph, the Mishnah begins over here, L'yeshet B'tzila. Top line, says the Gemara, L'yeshet B'tzila B'shita. Rashi says, the Hokam is Hani Me'avedis Kechavim. He's being Nana Me'avedis Kechavim, so obviously he's not allowed to sit in the shade of an Asherah tree. What's the revelation, what's the big chiddush of our Mishnah that you're not allowed to sit in the shade of an Asherah? Because the Torah says, L'yidvak V'yodcham U'ma, and any type of benefit and pleasure that you're having is called L'yidvak. So what's going on? Tosis, however, says, L'yesha B'tzila V'leidam L'tzila Shel Hechal. Tosis asks Akasha. There's a famous Gemara in Pesachim Chavav Amar Aleph that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakeh was darshaning and the shade is sitting in the shade of the heifel of the Beis HaMikdash, which is obviously hektish and aser b'hanah, and we see that he did it. So the shaila is here, we say that you're not allowed to sit in the shade of an asherah, even though it's aser b'hanah, and there we see that he did sit and say a shir in the shade of an heifel of hektish, which is also aser b'hanah. So Tosfos says two things. First of all, hasam heichel utechei also yavel asherah also asui l'tzeil. Over there, the heichel's main reason for being made, obviously the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, were made for the inside, for the Beis HaMikdash itself. Like it says that when you had maintenance had to be done, they would let them in boxes, shal yazunu einayim, from the beauty of the heichel. However, over here, an asherah is made for tzeil. That is the normal asherah use, or one of them. Inami Tosfos says, Chumad Avedis Kechavim Shani. Since Avedis Kechavim is very astringent Aveira, Memelo, it is Osir to sit in the tzeil. As opposed to hekdesh, apparently not as chomer, you can be derish in the tzeilei shel heichal. Now it's incumbent upon us to understand what exactly is the deficiency, what's the chsarin in the hanoah of shade, that there's a topic of discussion about whether it's banned by Yisuri hanoah. L'chari, if it's asur b'hanoah, the tzeil is also asur b'hanoah. What was the deficiency, what was the chsarin, what was the weakness in the hanoah of tzeil that Taisus is discussing it? Or you could say it in different terms, there's no weakness, but why? What was Taisus' understanding about tzeil that in the Gemara and Pesachim it says that it's mutter and here it's aser? What's exactly the point? Now, there are really two methods how to understand this Shehem Sholosh, which will turn into three. Number one, the most, I guess, obvious at face value is that it's Shaleke Derech Hanosan. The Derech Hanoh HaRogel is included in the Yisuri Hanoh. Shaleke Derech Hanosan is mutter. Rabbi Kivager already in the Gilyan Ashas over here is Mitzayin to Taisus back on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis that says clearly that by Avodah Zarah, even Shaleke Derech Hanosan is also because Lamaisi you're enjoying the Avodah Zarah, and the Torah says La Yidbak. Now before we get back to our Taisus, Rabbi Kivager is Mitzayin to Taisus on Mem Gimel Amid Beis, and he's also Mitzayin another Taisus on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Their Taisus goes back and forth about this question about whether Shaleke Derech Hanosan is Osir. And the simple understanding, as some Acharyim explain as well, is that the difference between Taisam and Gimel, that he says Vadesh, like Derech Hanosan is Osir, whereas on Daf Yud Gibbiyud Beis Amid Beis, it's not so clear, is because on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, we know the Pasuk says, V'kar lecha v'chalto mizivchoy, it's referring to the Isser of Tekrevis Avedah Zarah. So by Tekrevis Avedah Zarah, if it says Achila, there is more of a reason to understand that Tekrevis should be Mutter Shaleke Derech Hanosan. However, Layid Bak Biyodcha is a more inclusive general ban on all sorts of benefits of Avedah Zarah. There Taisus says Amem Gimel that Shaleke Derech Hanosan is also. And the problem is, and perhaps this is what Rabbi Kivager means to ask, that the first Taras in Taisus, first of all, seems like Shaleke Derech Hanosan is Mutter by Avedah Zarah. And the second Taras in Taisus says Chumra Da Avedah Zarah doesn't sound like Me'ikar Adin, it's also Gomer because of Layidbak. It sounds like it's a Nayazach because of the stringency of Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah Melech in Perek Hei of Yisrael the Atera Halacha Ches and Dibra Maskel Bada Shtelzach on this. That here Taisus seems to say Amem Gimel that it's like a Derech Hanosan is also, and in our Taisus it's almost Mutter or maybe only also because of Chumra, the Avodah Kechavim. So the truth of the matter is that the Yerushalmi over here asks the question beferish, and the Yerushalmi says, Chumra d'Avedis Kechavim. Mamash like the second Teretz in Taisus. Even though the Ravid that the Ram brings down seems to say like the first Teretz in Taisus, and the Ramban says that the Yerushalmi is mashma like the Ravid, but if you look at the Yerushalmi at face value, it sounds like Chumra d'Avedis Kechavim is the reason why Tzeil of an Ashera is Asir. In any event, what is the special uniqueness about Tzeil of an Ashera more than other benefits and enjoyments that it's a shaila about if it's included or not? So yes, we mentioned about Shaleke Derech Hanosan like we've been discussing. However, if Taisus says that that's Vaday Osir Mem Gimel, why over here isn't it so simple? So that brings us to the other method of understanding what's the difference about tzeil. There's a famous Gemara in Pesachim there on Chavav Amar Aleph, Kol Mar V'Reach Ein Bohen Mishum Me'ila. I think it's Rabbi Shua ben Levi, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. And what does it mean, Ein Bohen Me'ila? The Gemara continues and says, Afal Pi Shem Me'ila Ein Bohen Isura Me'a'ika. And there's a couple of Lashonis in the Gemara, the Shaila, if the Isser is the Raisa or the Rabbana, that needs a lot of work. And there's so much to discuss and tackle about this Inyan of Kol Marav Areach Ein Bohen Mishum Me'ila, as is elaborated on in Shvilei Tzi and Chele Gimel, Simach of Dalet. However, precisely the point, what's negayah to us is that Mara, basically enjoying something by just looking at it, but not taking something actually in your hands, tangible, in your pocket or your throat, is a very, very watered down benefit. It's not such a tangible benefit like the other Hanois, as well as Koil and Reach are also not as significant as regular benefits. And we see that Ein Behem Mishum Me'ila, even though Me'ila is obviously an Isser to benefit and enjoy Hekdesh, nevertheless, doesn't apply by Kol Marav Areach. And this concept very possibly doesn't only apply by Hekdesh, but by all Yisuri Hanoh, that Kol Marav Areach are a very, very flimsy and less significant benefit, and they shouldn't be included. Tzeil, perhaps, is in the same shade. Tzeil is not a tangible physical thing that I'm taking and enjoying and benefiting from the Asherah tree. It's just that I'm sitting in the shade of the tree and therefore I'm not getting sunny and such. The lashon of the Chiddushi Rabbeinu David in Pesachim over there is that it's lo yaveh hanah b'chlal. It's not called a hanah b'chlal. It's just not a hanah. Another way to say it, like I mentioned earlier, it's achas sheyishtayim, is the way the Ma'abit says it in Kiryas Sefer, and it's quoted in Rabbi Kiva Eger's Hagoyis on Shulchan Aruch, here on this halacha in Yerideyas and in Kuf Mem Beis Siftes, where the din of Layesha Vitzila is brought down. Kiveger brings that sale is Ein by Mamish. So basically we opened up the Taisis by saying the topic of Shalek Derech Hanosan. However, here Taisis is not so certain about that at all. In fact, the first tarot sounds like Shalek Derech Hanosan would be mutter by Avodah Zarah. Just over here, since the Asherah is Asui Letzel, it's actually considered Kederech Hanosan. So then we said maybe it's not called a Hanah B'chlal, it's like Mara, like the Rabbeinu David says by Mara, or it is a Hanah, it's a pleasure, but the sale in its essence doesn't have any existence, any mamoshes. It's a davar she'ein by mamish. The lashon of the Ma'abit is like a shalheves, like the Gemara speaks about in Be'edaf Lamentes, a shalheves, shalavaydezar, just the flames, which are no tangible item. And the Vilna Goyin over there in Sifkat and Chof Ches, as well as the Shar Melech over there in Perek Hei, for Yisari HaTayro, elaborate on this matter, and we just wanted to touch the tip of the iceberg that the Taisvis is revolving around these questions that maybe tzel is not a regular hano. And again, all this being said, the Gemara still says, pshita. It's obvious that you're not allowed to sit in the shade, even though we discussed that, you know, presumably it's not so obvious. The Gemara still says, after all is said and done, pshita. We'll discuss. The Rosh Hashanah over here asks this kasha, and he blives tzarchin, and the Imre Bina actually also in the end of Siman Yadalet and Hilchos Pesach also asks the kasha, and he says, we'll discuss a drop more about the Chumrah of Avodah Zarah aspect on the Afnon Amral. The Mishnah continues, V'layavar tachteo, do not walk by under the tree, V'im avar tamei, if you did walk under the tree, you become tamei. My taima, what is the reason, says the Gemara, Yevshur the leket tekrevis Avodah Zkechovim. It's impossible that there's no tekrevis Avodah Zkechovim under the Asherah tree. And the Gemara continues to say, Mani Rabbi Yehudi, that tekrevis Avodah Zkechovim is metama ba'oil. So a couple of points over here. First of all, Yevshur the leket tekrevis Avodah Zkechovim. It doesn't sound like we know that there's tekrevis Avodah Zkechovim there. It sounds like it's impossible that there's no Avodah Zkechovim there. That is a very, very important Gemara. Yevshur the leket tekrevis Avodah Zkechovim. Does this mean that there's a roiv? That there's Avodah Zarah and we go bus a roiv? Does this mean that statistically speaking, it's impossible that it's not there? More than a roiv? The Ritva actually discusses these two options. And of course, it's a very important tool in general if Shas and Paiskim recognize statistics as a real roiv and a kagaya. With regard to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri's sheet about the crevice of Avodah Zkechovim being metama ba'oil, so first of all, Rashi says in the Mishnah of Avar Tachteh Tor, Tahach Tumah Derabbanan Hi Yukradim Aysina B'Gemara Asmachta Ba'alma Hi, it's only Midrabbanan V'achinami Amrina V'perker Rabbi Shmuel, that it's only Midrabbanan. Rabbi Kiva Eger promptly quotes Taisus and Chulun Daf Yud Gimel, there in the Suyan and Taisus, it's Mavur, that there's a tzad that the crevice of Avodah Zkechovim is metama ba'oil Midairaisa. This, however, is not related to that that we discussed on Mem Zayin Amid Beis in Rashi, that it's Ein Breiro because it's the Rabbanon, because there it wasn't talking about Tumas of Tekrevis, it was talking about Tumas of Edizara itself. Now, even Taisis that holds that Tumas of Edizara is the Rice in our Suya there in Chulon that Rabbi Kivega is quoting, it's only by Tuma of Tekrevis, not Tuma of regular Avedizara. It's interesting that Taisis Yontav actually asks, why do we discuss in the Mishnah of Im Avra, tell me why are we saying that it's Tekrevis? Maybe it's regular Avodah Zarah. And he says, because regular Avodah Zarah is not Matama Ba'oil. Tekrevis Avodah Zarah is Matama Ba'oil. This has to be ironed out. Didn't we just mention that it's only because usually there's a Tekrevis there, Yevshur the Leket Tekrevis there? Maybe it is Yevshur that there's no regular Avodah Zarah. What's the Metzius? What are the statistics and the standards? Is there Rav Asheris have Avodah Zarah under them? Then the Tosis Yontav is a good Kasha. And his teretz is still shver, because Lamaisa, I mean, I guess you could say Lamaisa that there's Tekrevis and it's Matama Ba'oil. But al kaponim, it's interesting that he wanted the Gemara to speak about regular Avodah Zarah. Then the Mishnah says, as the Gemara continues, if the tree is in the way of the public path and you go under it, you're tahor. So the Gemara says, Avar or Oiver? What's going on? Two man the Amr. One man the Amr says, Oiver, one man the Amr says, Im Avar. And the Gemara says, it's not a machlokes if it's mutil chatchil or b'diavad, it depends. If it's ikad dirka achrina, there's another way to go, then it's only b'diavad. But if there's leka dirka achrina, then it's oiver lechatchila, you're allowed to go under it. Now Taisus says over here, ide ikad dirka achrina pirish kotzer kezeh, di ibaina lemeimar afilo aruch yoiser, imkein ein ledavar seif. What does it mean that it's mutter when there's no other route, and it's also when there is another route? So Taisus, it means that there's another route that's exactly the same. Because if the other route is a little bit longer, then ein ledavar seif. There's always going to be another option. Fascinating Taisus. Especially because there's a famous Gemara that we live with all the time, that you're not allowed to go on a road or a place that has pritzes. But that's only when it's leka darka achrina. Baba Basra nun zayin. But if it's sika darka achrina, then you have to go the other way. And normally, we wouldn't assume at all that if the darka achrina was slightly inconvenient, then it wouldn't be called ikka darka achrina. But perhaps here it's marginal like that. We know that generally Chazal speak terminologies that are similar and synonymous. And if here, Taisvah says that ikka darka achrina doesn't mean that it's a little bit harder. It sounds like if it's a little bit harder and longer, Taisvah seems to be saying that then there won't be a din of ikka darka achrina. It will be mutter to go lechatchila tachas da asher. That's what it sounds like. And l'chayra, one could suggest that this is a raya to the sugya of ikadarka achrina by pritzus. Of course, hamachmer hareza meshubach all the time, but just lamana emes and lahalacha, I'm just wondering if maybe we have a raya from this taisis. It's important to mention that the taisis di bramaschal is ide ikadarka achrina and not hade ikadarka achrina. There's two gemaras here. The first gemara is the general loy pligi hadeika hadeleka, and then the gemara says amar leilu rav sheshes l'shamay, as we'll discuss in a second. Hechidami ideika ideleka. Why is Taisus placing his words on the second gemara? That needs to be ironed out. On the actual gemara of rav sheshes, it goes like this: Rav sheshes told the shamas that when you get to this and this ashera, run me through it. Rashi says mashcheni b'marutza, take me through it fast. Rav sheshes was obviously blind, and he was not able to see. So he was telling his shamash as walking by that when you come to this and this ashera, please usher me through it quickly. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. If there's another route, then he shouldn't be going there. If there's no other route, then it's mutter. So what's with the going quickly? To which the Gemara says, La'ilam d'leka dirka achrina v'adam chashav shani. Now, interestingly enough, the Gain already points this out here in the Argos, the Rif and the Rambam are not gurus, this whole hechidami, idaleka, dirka, achrina, etc. They just say that Rav Sheshes told the shamash, when you get there, run me through it. So I was wondering a fascinating ha'ara. Rav Sheshes was blind. Most shittas hold, you know, I'm not going to go to all the names, Rabbi Kivager and the Nei Yehuda, that as suma, even though he's pater min ha-mitzvahs, he's not pater from loisa, says, like lo yidbak biyot chama uma. However, there are shittas that hold Kadmainim, the Pirmei Gadolim, and the Psichei Kelalos discusses this. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Chavav in passing discusses it. It's a machlokes achrenim if maybe a sumo is potter even from Lavan, although he's still chayv midrabanan, just like we know that Taisus says always by mitzvahs. But there are those that hold that he doesn't have any Lavan deraisa, only Lavan derabanan. While others say that of course he has Lavan, he just doesn't have Essen. So I was wondering aloud as follows: if Rav Sheshes was a sumo and he's not chayiv midiraisa, and still he's telling them to rush, then this has to do with the famous Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Aris, Simen Ches, Ois Tezvav. Rabbi Chanan discusses a Tosfos in Yevamos Zayin Amud Beis, which is also found in Zvachim Lamud Beis Amud Aleph, which is discussing the Gemara in Saita on Daf Chav, Haitziyua, Haitziyua, that we want Haitziyua, Haitziyua twice, a double lashon, a stress of a rushing to get the Saita out before she'll die and be Matama the Azara. And Rabbi Chanan explains that rushing only makes sense if it's an Issa Deraisa, because since there is an intrinsic problem of Tuma, that you could actually, you know, if you'll pardon my language, quote unquote, feel the molecules and the voltage of the tumah, there every second counts and you rush and get her out of there. However, if it's the Rabbanon, he tells to the famous Nasivis that the Rabbanon is just leisasim and adavar ashe yerucha. It's an isser on the person, on the gabra, just to watch out. There's no tangible, physical things there. There's no molecules of isser and tumah. Then it doesn't make sense. Haitziyua, haitziyua. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's fair and taisis, that haitziyua, haitziyua is mashal that it's the rice and not the Rabbanon. Because if it's the Rabbanon, basically you're there, okay, go out. Rushing doesn't matter. You're not being sermon adavar ashe yerucha. If it's the raisa, every second of tum is a problem. It's you, hurry up, Lashon Rabba. So I'm just wondering, over here the Gemara is saying that Rav Sheshes, which was a Summa, and according to some is only Mechuyev and Lagidbak, Midrabbanon. Nevertheless, he told them, Arhitni, Mashcheni b'merutza Rashi, says, take me quickly. Why should you take me quickly if it's only Yisid Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Chana? And I was wondering if maybe you could be Mechalik, that over there everything is the Rabbanon, and that's where Rabbi Chanan said as far, but over here, it's an Isser Deraisa of Avodah Zarah and Layidbak, it's just that the Summa's obligation in that Isser, which has, quote-unquote, molecules, is the Rabbanon. But L'chaira, at the end of the day, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link, so L'chaira, it's still the Rabbanon. Basirak L'chaira, now even though maybe you could say he was worried about his Shamashim that obviously weren't blind, and they probably were Jewish, but l'chaira, the Lashon is Arhitni, as if you should make me go quick, and not that he's concerned with them. Again, it's just a aura, not necessarily the Rif and the Rambam hold that a Summa is not Chayiv, and Loisa says, Basirak L'hoir. Now I'd like to begin the Suya of Zev Zagurim, which begins with the Mishnah here on the bottom of Mem Ches Amid Beis, and in Meretz Hashem we will continue on the Mem Tes. Mishnah says, Zayrin tachteh yirokis b'maisach shama v'levi maisach hamar. Rabbi Yossi says, even the vegetables you're not allowed to do in the wintertime, because the Nevi and Aisharis aleim v'havala and zevel. And the Gemara right away establishes that the machlekes, the Tanakhama, which we're calling the Rabbanon and the Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is, if zev zagarim is mutter or aser. In other words, when you have a goyim, a cause of iser, together with a cause of heter, do they cancel out and it's mutter, or do we say that Zev Zagarim is Osir, and there's so much to discuss about this, which, for the most part, we will get to Bezus Hashem on Daf Mem Tes. However, we'll just point out a couple of things here. First of all, the Mishnah starts, Zayrin Tachteh Yerokis, it sounds like it's Mutar Lechatchilo to plant vegetables under an Asherah tree. Even though you're, like, planting under there and maybe enjoying the fact that you could plant there, but the fact of the matter is that the Lashon Mishnah is Mashma, that it's Mutar Lechatchilo to plant there. However, in Taisit Ramaskal de Rabbanon and some other Rishonim, there's a slight mashmois that it's not mutar lechatchila to plant there. Now, similarly, we find at the bottom of the Omer over here, the Gemara asks, "Kasav Rav Yosi Zev Zagarim is Osir." There's a Mishnah in Oral in the end of the first parak that says that you're allowed to plant the Yichah Shal Orla, but you're not allowed to plant an Egis Shal Orla. And the Gemara says, "Amr Yidom Arav, Ma'id Rav Yosi, Shemnot Ve'Hivrich Ve'Irkiv is mutar." Now, Taisus says in the Ramaschal Ve'ein that even the Rabbanon agree, that in other words, even the Rabbanon that argue on Rav Yosi, and they hold that you're allowed to use the Egas Shalorla's plants afterwards because Zev Zagarim is Mutter, but they agree that you're not allowed to plant in Lechatchila. In other words, nobody argues that Lechatchila, Avada, you're not allowed to plant an Egas Shalorla. Shaila is, if the tree that grows from there, but the Avada is Mutter, according to Rabbanon and Rav Yosi, hold it's also. But everybody agrees it's also lechatchila to plant it. And the same thing you find on Daf Mem Gimlam and Beis and Taisvis, that if you have fertilizer that's Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to be mezalva with the lechatchila. It's machlekes, but the evidence, if it's mutar, it's Zev Zagarim together with the karka. As they state in the Ran also on Samach Beis and Beis, that it's also lechatchila. However, if you look in Taisvis over there on Samach Beis and Beis, Debra Maschul Osi, it sounds like Taisvis holds that whether or not you're allowed to use the fertilizer lechatchila, it's totally in the machlekes of Yosi and the Rabbanon. If you hold Zev Zagarim is mutter, it sounds like Taisus holds, you're allowed to fertilize the Chatchila with Zev Shel Avodah Zarah. Now the Ran over here brings the Ramban and that he asks Akasha, how come by Egois everybody agrees that it's also the Chatchila to plant the Egois Shel Arlo, and in the Mishnah everybody agrees that you're allowed to plant the vegetables under the Asherah tree? So you see clearly that the Ramban is being medayik like us, that Zarin Lechatchila is mutter Lechatchila to plant an Egeroka is under and Asherah Shel Nachrim. On the actual kash of the Ramban, how come over here we say that you're allowed to plant the Chatchila, and by the Egas Shel Arlo, everybody seems to agree that it's also, even if you hold Zev Zagarim is Mutter, but the Chatchila, it's Zichar also to plant it. Sok the Ran, Lav Koshihi. Because when you're planting an egos, you're taking an egos, you're holding a piece of oil in your hand, an actual Isra Noah, and you're planting it, you're going and you're being mevatel and Isra Lachatchila. But in our Mishnah, it's not like you're holding the vegetable or the seed is not Osir. It's just that you're planting it under an Asher, which is another Memela that later you're going to have the sale. So then it's Mutter Lachatchila, according to Mandiyom, Zev Zagarim is Mutter. Now, the Ran seems to be saying that it's also by an Asherah and Mutter by the, also by the Egos of Arla and Mutter by the Asherah, but by the Egos of Arla, it sounds like he holds its Osir, you know, no matter what. L'chair is the same thing that he holds by the Zevel on the Avsamach Beis, that it's also no matter what. Not like Tosis over there that says it's totally in the Machlekes. The point that the Ran says, by the way, that putting the Egos in is like Mevatel, Isil Chathilo, is reminiscent of the Ran's big famous shita on the sugya of Zev Zagurim, which he says right after that as he turned the Omer and the Ran on Chafal from a base in the Daf Erif, and we will get to that in Meretz Hashem on Daf Mem Tes, that the din of Zev Zagurim is based on the concept of Bittel. And hence he's using the terminology of Zev Zagurim, of being Mevatel Isla Chathil. It's just interesting that he's using this lashon even according to the Man D'Yomer that Zev Zagurim is Osir. But again, we'll get more to that on Daf Mem Testament Al. Now again, the Gemara opened up that the Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zagurim is Osir, and Rabbanan that holds Zerin Tachtei Yerokas B'Mais HaKshem holds Zev Zagurim is Mutter. So the Gemara asks that we find the contradiction before Rabbi Yossi Omer Sheikhi Gezer L'Ruach V'mat L'Yam Omer Loi Afi Nasa Zel V'nemer L'Yidbek B'yad Chamehuma. Sounds like the Rabbanan hold that Zev Zagurim is Osir. The Gemara says Kosh L'Rabbanan. The Rabbanan Kosh Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Gemara says Teres Rabbi Yossi. So then the Gemara says, according to Rabbanan, you have to say Eipach V'yibayis Eimo Loi Seipach. Rabbi Yossi Gideshan and Rabbanan say like this. Mash Mashbiach Ba'or Paigim B'Basar. Rav Kahana said that Mashmashbiach Ba'or Paigim B'Basar. Hachanami Mashmashbiach B'Naviyah Paigim B'Tzel. That even though normally the Rabbanan hold that Zev Zagurim is Taka Osir, like they say before in Daf Mem Gimel Lagabi the Zevel, the reason why over here they hold that it's Mutter is because just like Rav Mari Breder Rav Kahana says, Masha Mishbiach Bar Paikim Bebasar in Bechairis, so also over here, Masha Mishbiach Benevia Paikim Betzel. That although Rabbi Yossi is concerned with the leaves that fall off the Asherah tree and serve as fertilizer, which is a wonderful enhancement for your rockers, still the Rabbanan hold that it's mutter because the fact that in the wintertime you could use every bit of sunshine that you have, the shade of the Asherah counters the hanah of the leaves, and the shade makes more damage than the leaves make benefit for the yerokas. And Mamela, even if Yol Zev Zagurim is Osir, but over here you'll agree that it's mutter because there's more damage from the shade of the Asherah than benefit from the leaves. This Gemara needs beer. So what if there's more shade problems than gain from the leaves? Lamaisa, we're learning our sugya here, and it's before that if you have something that's caused by an iser, if Avodah Zarah is causing benefit in your vegetables, and you're going to have vegetables and reap the benefits and eat them and enjoy them because they had fertilizer from an Asherah tree. So unfortunately, they also got a lot of shade from the sun, which was bad for them in the winter. So they got a lot of damage. Maybe they're not as fresh. But still, whatever you're enjoying from them is coming from the leaves. What does it help me that there was, oh, by the way, damage from the Asherah shading away the sun from them? Still, a mice you have hanah from the Avodah Zarah. It sounds like we're meant to understand the Gemara that the way to calculate whether you're being nana from the Avodah Zarah or not is not by checking if it was nigram from Isur or from Heter, but rather you have to look at the final product. The final product overall, did you have a gain or a loss? How does it equate? And if you had more loss than gain, then it's not called that you're being nana, which is a Maridik Echidish. If there was an overall loss, then the fact that you have benefit and gain from the Avodah Zarah doesn't bother us. Can we allow ourselves to imagine that if, let's say, there were two different Avodah Zarahs, one was causing benefit, and the other one was causing damage, but we still say it's not a problem, because there's more damage from Avodah Zarah than benefit, even if the damage came from Arkulis, and the benefit came from an Asherah? Hayal al Adah, such a thing? So why, if it's from the same thing, is it different? Perhaps we could explain this according to the Shari Yoshin, Shari Gimel Perek Chofei, that has a very long arichas on the whole inyan of Isurei Ano and exactly what's qualified as the Isurei Ano in the Torah and what's not. And he establishes over there that not every time you benefit and enjoy something is a klol, the pleasure and a benefit that's also by Yisuri Hanoh. It has to be the Netilas Hanoh that the Torah assert. And perhaps we could say that in our Gemara, the guideline on the yardstick about whether this is cool that you're an Anifan Avodah Zarah or not, is if the overall benefit that the tree gave you in general, like Lashon of Rashi on the fourth wide line, the Mashmashpiach, Elon as Hayarokis, but all of Fagim Mitzel. It's all about what did I get from the tree, and overall, was it called that I'm being Noitel Hanoh from the Elon, or I'm not being Noitel Hanoh from the Elon? And if overall I'm not being Noitel Hanoh from the Elon, because it's Yotzes Charibev, say there literally, there's more loss than gain, then it's not going to be called the Netilas Hanoh Asra Torah that's included. But Ein Echanami, if it would be two different Avodah Zarahs, you wouldn't be able to make this cheshbon. And it's much more like this also from the quote of Rav Mari Breda of Kahana. There it's talking about selling kodshim, where you want to make the most money that you can for hektish. Otherwise, it's bezyonis. So if you say mashmashbiach ba'or poigim bebasar, the question is, overall, are you going to make as much money as you can on the animal? So it's a very similar concept to what we're saying, that it's not about the direct fact that lamaisa, you're being nana from the neviya, from the leaves fertilizer. In general, overall, you're getting more loss than gain because the shade stopped the sunlight. And mela, it's not called that you're being noitel hanah from the asherah. That's how we're meant to understand the Gemara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.